For our next story, let me take you back 14 years to Central Africa in the Congolese city of Goma, a place that was turned into a chaotic and semi-permanent refugee camp after the 1994 Rwandan genocide. And as if that trauma weren't enough, suddenly in 2002, not far from Goma, Mount Nyiragongo erupted. The volcano sent a river of hot molten lava into the city. 147 people died. 400,000 people were forced to flee, many of them back to nearby Rwanda. Another 100,000 were left homeless in Goma itself. The eruption effectively split Goma in two, destroying a third of the city. Now, after years of relative calm, the volcano is back. The World's Karen Peterson is following the story. And when we say it's back, Karen, what do we mean exactly?
To understand this volcano, you need to understand volcanoes in general. We have these images of like a science fair explosion, and that's not really the reality of what's happening with Mount Nyiragongo itself. I spoke to this meteorologist. He's a storm hunter. His name is Mark Robinson, and he's crazy about volcanoes. In fact, he was in the volcano just days before it sprung back to life.
This one won't go off like Mount St. Helens. When Mount St. Helens went up, it was an explosion, a gigantic explosion. And that was because the vent essentially was plugged and a tremendous amount of pressure built up underneath the mountain until it released and produced this gigantic cloud of ash. Nyiragongo is much more like the volcanoes in Hawaii. Very fluid, very fast moving, and very hot lava. It's not going to explode, but what it is going to do potentially is suddenly flow out of cracks in the side of the mountain. And if those cracks are facing the city of Goma, it can flow right down into the city while still completely liquid.
Right, and that's what happened, I gather, in 2002. Yeah. One of those pools of lava just dripped right down into the city. I gather that is not the biggest danger right now, though, is it?
Right. So the scarier thing is that there's Lake Kivu. Goma sits on the shores of Lake Kivu, and it's this gigantic lake. It's a 1,000 square miles big. And here's Mark Robinson again explaining why that's so potentially dangerous.
There's a tremendous, tremendous amount of dissolved carbon dioxide in the lower levels of the lake. If the lake is disturbed, it'll go off, basically erupt in the lake itself, like as if you took a pop bottle, shook it up, and popped the top.
Yeah, and there's no escape route, so it's not like you're going to be able to evacuate people from the shores of Lake Kivu anytime soon. The other problem, too, is that if you're not killed in the initial explosion, all the CO2 in the air, you could be asphyxiated. So it's a gigantic danger to the people living there.
That sounds horrifying. What are authorities saying about all this? I mean, what can people do to protect themselves?
So the Red Cross has put up a couple of warnings. Planes aren't allowed to fly over the volcano right now just because of the gas that it's emitting. The Red Cross told people that they should avoid rainwater, using rainwater to clean or cook. They should be going for fresh water and washing the vegetables that they're growing. Because the ironic twist here is that having an active volcano makes your soil very good for farming until the volcano destroys everything that you just grew.
I mean, it's like, do you stay or do you go? I can't imagine what it would be like living next to this volcano, especially when there are these weird scenarios that could unfold.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to know what daily life was like kind of living in the shadow of this volcano. So I called up my friend, Willie Mutabazi. He's a friend of mine from the time that I was studying in Rwanda. He started up a tourism company about 2 years ago. And I asked him what it was like to go up there, because he goes up there about once a month and he was so unconcerned.
I don't know. I'm not scared. I just don't think about that it's happening in my ROPS if I'm there. And I don't know. Maybe I'm a little crazy, but if it happens, it happens. You know what?
Yeah. And you know what the reality is? Like, he's not wrong, because if you're at the top of this volcano, you're actually much safer than everyone underneath it. It kind of makes sense.
Because of the cracks, and it's not coming out the top.
Yeah, it's not going to explode, so getting off the mountain might be a problem. But being up there, you're actually safer than a lot of people in Goma right now.
So after looking at all this, Karen, what is your take on what's going on with the volcano?
I think that we need to zoom out a little bit, because it's alarming to hear this kind of news about a volcano and it's over this town of people. But there's so many other more important things that need to be taken care of in the DRC, that this volcano that could erupt in 2 years or 200 years isn't really high up on the list of priorities. And actually, the park that the volcano is in, Virunga National Park, released a statement, a blog post, saying that this is the best time to come and visit the volcano, because there's so many things happening inside and it's so beautiful. And they need the tourism. So I have mixed feelings about this, looking out a little bit, because it is scary, but there's so many other scarier things.
The World's Karen Peterson, thank you so much for the perspective.
Thanks, Marco.
It is beautiful and terrifying to see the images out of Nyiragongo. We've got some photos from Mark Robinson's trip into the crater. That's on our website, plus some really amazing footage of the new vent. That's all at PRI.org.